Hello, beautiful and infinite beings.
Woo!
I'm feeling good. I'm in the forest by a river, and I thought this was the perfect environment for a little recording. So I got a thought train, and we're gonna hop right onto it. But first things are first. Are you hydrated? Have you stretched? Are you sleeping right? Are you sitting right? Are you breathing right? All right. Let's get to it. So today, I hope the sound of the river is good, by the way. Today we're gonna talk about the power of perception, okay? Now, how you perceive an experience is far more important than what you receive through experience. Let's draw some parallels and let's make some examples. Say you have a fear of rejection, okay? You don't want to approach anyone. So you set a goal. Your goal is to overcome this fear. And then you set some structure, some direction. How are you going to achieve this goal? What are you going to do? Of course, you're going to practice. You're going to start approaching people. So, you go, you approach someone. It goes horribly. You get rejected. You feel like shit and you don't want to do it again. But change your perception. If you perceive that rejection as only an essential stepping stone to getting over that fear, it's no longer a failure, it's a success. If you change your perception on rejection, you will only succeed. So, this episode is about transmutation, essentially. Transmuting that darkness into light. Transmuting that failure into success. Because there is no such thing as failure if the failure brings you to success. So change your perception and you'll change your reality. Because your perception creates your reality. Be very careful of not only the way you perceive situations, but the way you self-talk about them, the way you speak on them, because your words, oh my Lord, are your words powerful. I'm going to have an episode on that coming up. So, I want to talk a little bit about light and dark, okay? Darkness is only light awaiting its transmutation. Don't forget, the dark is a derivative of light. Light creates darkness or shadows. Without the light, there is no dark. Without the dark, there is no contrast. Without the contrast, there is no image at all. This brings us to duality and the law of polarity. With no dark, there is no light. With no light, there is no dark. Separation is the greatest illusion. All is one. Opposites are just two extremes of the same spectrum. We must find balance in all areas of our existence. We must not completely avoid our darkness, because the darkness is an amazing teacher. It is up to us to transmute that darkness into light. Funny enough, the energy embedded in the darkness shines bright, and you can transmute it. You can find the light in any situation. You can. I believe in you. You're powerful beyond your own imagination. You're strong. And you're absolutely capable of shifting your perception and seeing that darkness as light, seeing that failure as success. So start implementing, start practicing, and change your reality with perception. I love you all. I hope you're taking care of yourselves and raising your vibration. Stay beautiful, stay powerful, and keep betting yourself. Love, joy, hope, unity. Remember to breathe. Take care, everyone. Peace.